canceled, postponed, and closed are three of the words being used worldwide for events, flights, businesses, and schools. COVID-19 is the technical term for the new coronavirus we've been reporting on, and that's the reason for the shutdowns that are taking place. Last Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a national emergency, the goal to, quote, unleash the full power of the federal government to address the coronavirus pandemic. What this means is that government funding will be sped up to the state and local leaders who are working to stop the spread of this disease. Relaxed rules for hospitals are also part of this effort. There haven't been enough testing kits to keep up with demand in many parts of the country, and critics have blamed the Trump administration for not doing enough to increase testing. The White House says it plans to work with private companies to get more tests out there. Drive-through coronavirus testing sites will be part of that. The government also announced more restrictions on travel from Europe.
We've recognized, our health experts tracking global data, that the epicenter of the coronavirus has shifted from China and South Korea to Europe.
France, Italy, and Spain have told people to stay home. Restaurants, cafes, and movie theaters have been closed in these countries. Officials are hoping that by keeping people from gathering in large groups, there will be less of a chance that those who have the disease will spread it. There are roughly 3,000 coronavirus cases in America, and there have been more than 60 deaths. The age group in the greatest danger from this disease is the elderly. As of Sunday, coronavirus cases have been confirmed in every state except West Virginia. This is why so many schools are closed this week. Health officials say COVID-19 is not the deadliest disease in the world. But because the virus is so new, no one really has an immunity to it. The Food and Drug Administration says there are no vaccines or drugs that it has approved to fight the coronavirus.